delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Black Friday weekend sale begins this Friday at Boot Barn. Visit us in-store for savings on top quality pieces. Get $40 off cowboy boots for men and women, $50 off select exotic boots, save on outerwear, and enjoy buy one, get one free offers on select jeans and flannels. We're closed Thanksgiving Day to be with family, and we look forward to seeing you in store during our Black Friday sale. Boot Barn, unwrap the West.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President-elect Trump says he's spoken with the president of Mexico, but the two leaders are saying different things about their talk.
President-elect saying that the Mexican president agreed to, in his words, stop migration through Mexico, effectively closing the U.S.-Mexican border. Meantime, Sheinbaum saying that her country will continue to aid migrants before they reach Mexico's northern border, but her position is to not close borders, but to build bridges between governments and people.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. All of Ukraine under air raid alerts today. Russia unleashing a barrage of drones and missiles, leaving nearly a million without power. Russian President Putin praising the country's missile capabilities. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden called units from each branch of the military today to thank them and their families for their service to their country. That, according to the White House, the first family spending the holiday on Nantucket. This is ABC News. A GPS error led drivers into a dangerous situation.
They can thank the Apple iPhone's SOS satellite alert feature because it worked. The alert came in Wednesday that people were stranded and needed help. Over 20 vehicles got stuck in deep snow in Oregon's Union County after GPS sent them onto a road that was not safe to traverse. Search and rescue teams went out and found them. Plows and crews worked to free the cars. About 50 people in total were stuck. GPS and map apps sent them on a gravel road that might have been okay during the summer, but not in the winter. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Australia today passed a social media ban for children under six. Social media companies will face fines up to $50 million for failing to keep kids off their platforms. Senator Sarah Henderson argued in favor of the ban.
We have heard the cries of families who are suffering, and we cannot continue to allow this to happen any longer.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Aylin. Be on the lookout for some common scams this holiday season. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says one common trick is fake messages about failed package deliveries.
Scammers are trying to get you to click on a link and provide them money and personal information just to, quote, verify that information so you get that package delivered to you.
Reinen says they see a rise in these scams as the holidays get closer.
They are waiting for packages to be delivered and get them ready to give. And so scammers just use this quick turnaround time to the holiday, as well as the confusion of all the online ordering, to try and take advantage.
Never click on random links in your text messages or emails, and always check with the supposed delivery company or the post office directly if you think you've missed a delivery. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is changing up how they do state park passes. DNR Section Supervisor Chris Pedretti says they're moving to a 12-month annual admission pass,
which will allow you 12 months from date of purchase instead of the calendar year annual pass in the previous years. So no matter when you buy it, you will have 12 months from the date of purchase to enjoy all the state parks and forests.
The new 12-month passes go on sale starting December 2nd. A classic Wisconsin B-movie prop is up for auction.
One of the giant spider props from the titular 1975 sci-fi movie, The Giant Spider Invasion, is up for auction in December. That film was shot in Merrill and was notably covered by the comedy series Mystery Science Theater 3000. You can also own all the rights to the film and several of the original negatives. The auction is coming entirely from a collection of the independent filmmaker Bill Rabane, who set up shop in Tiny Gleason in Lincoln County. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and spotty snow showers. Only trace amounts are expected to stick, and winds begin to whip tonight, bringing a blustery but sunny Friday, with high temperatures only reaching the low 20s. Plus, wind chills on top of that will be feeling more like the single digits. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Currently, it's 21.
By now, I imagine most of you have had at least round one of the Thanksgiving Day feast. You might be feeling a little drowsy, feeling the effect of a tryptophan typhoon. That's okay, because we are here to wake you up with a shot of what's new in the world of farming.
From Turkey Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Kim Tudor from BASF. Then it's Dr. David Shearborn from Boehringer Ingelheim. And later, Robert Kosser from Cropland. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lowry.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, brother. Everything good?
Thanks, buddy. Oh, everything's great. Everything is great. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you.
You know, not just your family. Everybody that's near you within a, you know, a 40, 50 meter radius. I'm going to throw it out that far. Yep.
That would be mostly giver. Friends and family. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like you've got your radius pretty well set up. Nice work.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yep. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Glad that you are spending a little bit of time with us on this Thursday afternoon, Thanksgiving Day, 2024. Okay. I mentioned it this morning, and I want to mention it again, exactly what we're doing here. Okay. I recently had an opportunity to go to Trade Talk. It is a day at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting meeting, and it's an industry gathering. We get a lot of the stakeholders in agriculture, commodity groups, crop protection companies, animal health companies, equipment companies, and the like. We get everybody together in one room, and it gives people like me an opportunity to walk around, visit booths, find out what these people, these companies, see as the issues for the industry going forward. I have a conversation with them. I record it, come back, play it for you. Voila, it's like we all had the same conversation at the same time.
Wow.
It's like,
I love that.
The miracle of radio.
It is. It is. Nobody knows how radio works. We're just so glad that it does, you know?
We are thankful. We are, mm-hmm. thankful, we are thankful for that. For yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We are. Yes, we are. All right, buddy. Before we number one. Okay, just real quick. The conversation with Kim Tudor talking about fungicides. I find the whole fungicide thing absolutely fascinating. And it's not just because the products do what they are supposed to do. It's because they also do some things that we really didn't figure that they were going to do. And when you get right down to it, I think we're still learning what the fungicides that we apply to corn and soybeans are doing to that plant. So we're going to talk with Kim Tudor from BASF about that. Then, you know, let's keep the stress off the cattle while they are in the feedlot. Had a conversation with Dr. David Shearburn from BI, and we talked the whole time about how we keep those cattle stress-free, and a stress-free animal is an efficient animal. And then at the end of the show, conversation with Robert Kosar from Cropland coming up. So, all right, let's get to the news. What do you got, bud?
Well, Chip, the U.S. dollar index traded sharply lower on Wednesday, but that was not enough to support wheat prices. Tensions in the Black Sea region intensified, with Russia preparing what it calls, quote, retaliatory strikes, after Ukraine used long-range missiles to target Russian radar systems and an airfield. Despite the uncertainty of supplies from the Black Sea, wheat futures traded lower on chart-based selling heading into the extended holiday weekend. March soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower and near session highs and fell through support at Tuesday's low to post a low-range close. On Wednesday, March HRW wheat futures 14 and one quarter cents lower at 544 and a half. March SRW wheat down 9 1/2 cents to 548 and a half. March spring wheat closed at 591 and a quarter, down 10 and one quarter cents, Chip.
Davis, you go back 2 years ago, and there wasn't a headline that did not have a big impact on the wheat trade. Now we get headlines of long-range missiles getting used. Worse, in Russia's war with Ukraine, and we just don't get any reaction at all from the buy side of this wheat market. It's really, really a turn of events in that wheat trade.
Yep. Well, corn futures traded mostly higher early in Wednesday's session on support from the sharp drop in the value of the U.S. dollar. Gains in soybeans also helped corn grind higher in early trade, but that support faded late in the session. Ethanol production in the weekend of November 22 averaged a record 1.119 million barrels per day, up 9,000 from the previous week and 108,000 barrels ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks increased 306,000 barrels to 22.869 million. Traders also noted concern about potential retaliation by Mexico and Canada if the Trump administration initiates new tariffs on imports. December corn posted an inside trading day Wednesday with a low range open and a low range close. March corn futures steady, 428. May corn unchanged on Wednesday, 435 and a quarter. July corn futures closed at 438 and a half, down one quarter of 1 cent, Chip.
Yeah, okay, Matt Bennett and I, Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net, had a conversation about what's going on this ethanol production on yesterday afternoon's AgriTalk. And, you know, when you've got production up about 10.8% year on year, we get an increase in stocks of 306,000 barrels. It's not that much of an increase considering the fact that we've got that big, big increase in production. So we're making more, but we're using a fair amount of it. Yes, I know we added to stocks, but we're using more of our production.
Well, Chip, USDA Wednesday morning announced the sale of 132,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans for delivery to China in the current marketing year. That helped support bean prices, as did gains in soybean meal. Bean meal benefited from short covering ahead of the holiday break and from developing production concerns in western Paraná and southern Mato Grosso do Sul. However, most of Brazil's primary bean areas enjoy good growing conditions. January bean futures opened on session lows, spiked resistance at Tuesday's high, and then pulled back to close mid-range. January soybean futures 5 1/4 cents higher on Wednesday, 988 and three quarters.
March beans up 3 cents, $9.97. July beans closed at 10.23 1/4, up 1 3/4 cents. A little uptick here, Chip.
Yeah, a little uptick going into the extended holiday period. Okay, yeah, we've got an abbreviated grain trading session that's coming our way tomorrow. But for the most part, the work is done for the week. It's going to be exceptionally low participation, which could result in some wild price swings, but it's going to be some low participation in there. But boy, it's that South American weather. It's that time of the year. That's where the focus is going to be.
Yep, and just real quick, some closes here. March cotton on Wednesday, 7 points higher, 71.75. We'll run down the livestocks. December fat cattle, $1.10 higher at 188 even. Jan feeders on Wednesday up 67.5 to 258.77.5. And on the snout side, December lean hogs, 70 cents lower, Chip, 82.40. Over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hey, when you come back, we've got a conversation with Kim Tudor from BASF about fungicides right here on AgriTalk.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are at Trade Talk down at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. had a chance to talk with Kim Tudor, Technical Marketing Manager at BASF. Kim, welcome to AgriTalk.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, fungicides. Now, for some, it has just become an automatic. It's just part of the program. Others try to time, are we going to use it this year? Are we not going to use it this year? Does it pay? Does it not pay? Those questions are being asked all the time. What kind of information, what kind of data do you recommend producers look at when they're making that decision?
That's a great question. And I know all of those things are top of mind for a lot of growers right now, in particular in 24, knowing what commodity prices we're doing. I think you're exactly right. So in terms of performance, I've got two easy stats for you. Our BASF fungicides, so Veltima on corn, Revitec on soybeans, they're going to out-yield other products that are on the market eight times out of ten, generally speaking. They're going to outperform the untreated acre 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
I was on the phone yesterday with one of our local tech service reps out of Southern Illinois. I had a research trial down there. They obviously got hit with tar spot this season. We're seeing 30 to 40 bushel an acre advantages. So that question of will it pay, I think the question should be what are you leaving on the table if you don't treat with a BASF fungicide? I also, we heard a lot this year. People were wondering, like you said, what's the best timing? Do we have to spray twice? What do we do?
Right.
And so generally speaking, our lead recommendation in corn is 7 ounces of Veltima at that VT to R1 time. If you look at all the data we have across the board, that's generally speaking the best bang for your buck. Now, if you find yourself in a situation where tar spot's coming in early, it's coming in hard, or you're a little bit nervous about what kind of disease and stress you're going to be experiencing, up that rate to 10 ounces before you jump to 2 passes. Now, if you're dealing with some folks that just really want to be progressive, they want to push the yield envelope, we're thinking 2 passes. That first application of Veltima, we want to try and hit that kind of V16 time frame. Keep those applications 20 to 28 days apart. Follow back up with either another application of Veltima or Headline Amp is also a good solution around that R2 to R3 timing.
All right. There's a program that comes along with all of these, and you need to pay attention to the best practices on how to use these fungicides, right?
That's exactly right. And when we talked a lot about corn, when we're thinking about soybeans, our lead recommendation there is going to be Revitec fungicides. You're looking to go out with an 8-ounce rate between R2 to R4. A lot of folks are really trying to hit that R3 timing. And I think what's really interesting, to your point earlier about folks are starting to include fungicides as part of their agronomic plan every year. And that's because BASF fungicides don't just bring disease control, right? Any fungicide that's worth its weight is going to control disease. But there are other benefits that our brands bring as well. So you're going to get that longer lasting residual disease control, but you're also going to get environmental stress mitigation.
Yeah.
We never know what the stress is going to be that impacts our crops. It could be heat. It could be drought. It could be hail. It could be wind. It could be too wet. By utilizing a BASF fungicide, we're going to help promote root growth. We're going to help keep those stomates open with cooler canopy temperatures. And we're going to help keep that plant photosynthesizing because we know that's ultimately what drives yield. And I think all of that is why growers are starting to adopt fungicides as part of their agronomic plan, because they're seeing the performance. They're seeing these fungicides pay year in and year out.
Yeah.
And so that's what you get. You get consistent performance with BASF.
Okay. You said something really interesting at the start of the conversation. You've said a lot of interesting things. Sorry. But I keep going back to this in my mind, and that is the fungicides will outperform no fungicide application 9 times out of 10. What happens in that one? Why doesn't it work 10 times out of 10?
Well, there are a lot of different factors, right, that go into impacting yield. It comes down to hybrid selection. It comes down to fertility. It comes down to soil type. Your growers know this. Farming is an agronomic plan, right? There's no one unique recipe for success, right? And I would say, I would challenge and say, okay, in that one location where you didn't necessarily see the response that you expected, try it again. Every year is different, right? And in a year where you may get hit with an environmental stress or heaven forbid, tar spot, if you gain 30 to 40 bushels an acre by utilizing a fungicide, it's going to cover you for that year that you didn't see the response. Right. So I would just encourage folks, yeah, try it again.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Okay, now you've mentioned a couple of other diseases that we're trying to control when we're out there. The problem, Kim, is that when you see them, it might be too late.
You're exactly right, and that's part of the reason why a disease like tar spot is so difficult to manage. It comes down to that idea of latent period, so that time between initial infection and reproduction, or when you can start to see a lesion with the naked eye.
Yep.
Every corn and soybean disease has a latent period, but tar spot's really long. It's 2 to 3 weeks, and that's why you can't take that wait-and-see approach, because that disease can be inside that plant, that corn plant, robbing it of nutrients and water and reducing its overall photosynthetic ability, which we know drives yield, before you even detect a lesion. And so that's why it's so critical to have a plan in place. Go ahead, book that fungicide and get it put on the acre today, because again, we're limited with the number of aerial applicators that we've got. If you wait until you see the disease, you know, we may not be able to get it on the acre. So again, it pays to be proactive instead of reactive.
Okay. All right, we've talked a lot about corn and soybeans. Talk to the wheat growers out there about fungicide use on wheat.
Sure. So I think in 2024, we did have a good bit of fusarium head blight. We know that's problematic because it results in DON, a toxin that will accumulate. We saw good success with our lead recommendation there of Spherix fungicide, making sure that you applied at the right time. Again, just like in corn, it's and soybeans, it's important to have the right timing in wheat. You know, you'll hear some other folks out in the marketplace talking about, oh, you can go earlier. No, you got to hit that FEECS 10.5.1 growth stage, because if you don't cover all those anthers and all those flowers, you're leaving some subject to be attacked by the disease. So we saw really good results in 24 with that. You know, if growers are looking to really push the yield envelope, we are going to recommend two passes in wheat. So go at that early. You can either go at the herbicide timing or the flag leaf timing with a product like Nexacor or Preaxor, and then always follow up at that early to mid-flowering with Spherix fungicide.
Okay. All right. You mentioned one more thing that I got to go back to now, because I think this is overlooked too many times. You can pick the right product, but if you don't apply it correctly and make sure that it's that you're giving it the greatest opportunity for success, you might be throwing some dollars away.
That's exactly right. A good application is a good application.
Yeah.
We get lots of questions, you know, well, should I apply it by an airplane or by a helicopter or by a ground rig? With our brands, you do have the flexibility to apply, you know, however it works best for you, but it all comes down to the quality of the applicator and the quality of a good application.
Yeah.
You need that good coverage. You need the right droplet size to get that product into the plant to set yourself up for success.
So in that 1 year that it doesn't out yield the non-application, you might want to take a look and say what went wrong in how we put this stuff in the field.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It always pays to go back, take a look, you know, be analytical, see what worked well and what didn't. And, you know, I would say in terms of thinking forward to 2025, the one thing I think is really important for growers to consider and keep in mind, we've got that 0% financing.
Okay.
On all of our crop protection and seed treatment brands through the middle of March.
Okay.
So knowing that margins are tight, knowing that these questions are coming up, should I spray, should I not spray? Take advantage of that.
Yep.
The 0% financing is pretty hard to beat. So please reach out to your locally authorized BASF retailer to learn more, or your local BASF representative.
Kim, this has been fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for the time.
All right. Kim Tudor, Technical Marketing Manager at BASF. Okay, interesting conversation there with Kim from BASF. Plant health and how fungicides have contributed to the late season plant health have certainly been a topic that we've learned a lot about over the past several years. And I don't know if I have seen a product that has had more side-by-side field trials than fungicides. And I don't know if I've known a product that has provided more unintended benefits than fungicides. That green plant with a white husk in September, you know what I'm talking about there. It has become more and more common in the past few years. I'm not exactly sure what that has done for corn yields on your farm, but generally speaking, that seems to have resulted in longer grain fill and heavier kernels. And heavier kernels means more yield. That's about the bottom line there. Okay, it is time to switch gears because up next, we are talking about keeping cattle healthy and about building and maintaining feedlot efficiency. That's next here on AgriTalk. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
A roasted turkey is the traditional centerpiece of the American Thanksgiving. While the holiday meal evokes images, sights, and smells of hearth and home, there is more to this bird than simple holiday nostalgia. On this fine turkey day, let's explore some of the health benefits of eating this bountiful bird. Turkey contains a number of key vitamins and minerals vital to human health. These include B vitamins like niacin, B6, and B12, zinc, potassium, iron, phosphorus, and magnesium. Turkey also contains a measure of choline, which has been shown to support brain and nervous system health. The protein in turkey contributes to a satiated feeling, supports muscle tissue, and provides energy. Of course, all of that energy is usually offset by turkey's little secret, tryptophan, which will have Uncle Jerry sleeping through the game in no time. The health benefits of turkey might just give you license to indulge in that second or third piece of Thanksgiving pie.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and spotty snow showers. Only trace amounts are expected to stick and winds begin to whip tonight, bringing a blustery but sunny Friday with high temperatures only reaching the low 20s. Plus wind chills on top of that will be feeling more like the single digits. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Currently it's 21.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. It is time to switch gears just a little bit. We have been talking about biofuels and crop protection and row crop production. And now I want to share with you a conversation that I had about managing feedlot cattle. And when we're talking about managing feedlot cattle, we are talking about managing stress and keeping animals healthy, because keeping those animals healthy is a whole lot less stressful, and it's a whole bunch easier than trying to cure an animal and then get it back on feed. So let's talk about some steps that cattle finishers can do to keep those feedlots efficient. We've got a lot of ground to cover on feedlot animal health, and it is coming up for you right now. Let's talk about some animal health right now, cattle health in particular. Dr. David Sherbrin, he's a DVM, a pro service veterinarian at Boehringer Ingelheim, BI Animal Health. David, welcome to AgriTalk.
Thanks, great to be here.
All right. When we've got a cattle market the way that it is right now, you want that animal to be as efficient, because we can hit home runs right now. You want that animal to be as efficient in the feedlot as we can possibly make it. What do we need to do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, that need to be done to really keep that animal as efficient as possible. First and foremost, you know, I tell all producers, talk with your local veterinarian, because they know the challenges that you will fight in your particular region. So it's not going to be the same whether you're in Oregon or whether you're in Florida. There's going to be different challenges. But obviously, we want to get those animals vaccinated, protected as far as that goes. Once again, that can vary depending on where you're at, which vaccines you need to be giving, which diseases to protect for. But one thing that we really worry about with animals, with keeping them as efficient as possible, is keeping them away from stress.
Yeah.
So stress is one of those things that will definitely decrease the efficiency of an animal. If an animal is stressed, its cortisol levels increase. And when that happens, that immune system does not function in the correct manner. So in cattle are creatures of habit. So when we're looking at stress, it could be anything. It could be, you know, if you're an hour late feeding those animals in the feedlot, that can cause some stress. If you obviously we've got weather stresses, so we've got, you know, hot or cold, either way, up and down, you know, you get cold one day, hot the next day, that's a lot of stress. Wind is a stress, precipitation is a stress, and then you add in the cold, the wind, and the precipitation all in one day, and you're really setting those cattle up for potential issues.
Yeah.
So keeping those animals bedded, protected from those elements.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking about the quality of the carcass right now, too. When you hang that carcass, the consumer is a different consumer than what it was 4 or 5 years ago. They are looking for quality, and they know better today than ever what they're looking for in the meat case. We got to keep the stress down on those animals, keep the quality up, too.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. I mean, because it all ties in together. If that animal's stressed, yeah, it's not going to eat correctly. It's not going to gain the way you want it to. It's not going to marble the way you want it to, and the way that especially that consumer wants it to marble. So that's a huge factor. And another thing that goes into that, you know, that carcass is really that affects the performance is worms as well.
Yeah.
So one thing we really want to try to do, you know, with those cattle, talked about the vaccines, but keeping those animals free from internal parasites and external parasites. But those internal parasites, those worms, even those liver flukes,
yep,
you don't see those, but they are really robbing that animal of its production ability. And so we really want to clear out those internal parasites if at all possible.
Yeah. Help me understand liver flukes better.
Yeah, liver flukes is kind of one of those things that was a little more in vogue probably about 25, 30 years ago. A lot of people have forgotten about it. It was traditionally very much a geographical problem. Gulf Coast, Pacific Northwest dealt with liver flukes, but for the majority of the country, we never thought we had liver flukes. So Boehringer Ingelheim has been doing some surveying over the last couple of years of animals all across the country, and we've actually found that there's more liver flukes across this country than there used to be. And one reason for that is because obviously cattle movement has really increased, you know, a lot more than it used to in the past. So it probably started, cattle came from the Gulf Coast, say up to, you know, Kansas, Nebraska, and then they carry those liver flukes with them inside of them, shed those eggs onto the pasture. Now those eggs, when they hatch, they need a snail as an intermediate host, but everybody knows there's ponds and marshes in almost every pasture at some point. And so those liver flukes will mature in those snails, go back onto the pasture, and then those cattle will take up those liver flukes, and the whole process starts all over again. But liver flukes will rob your production and efficiency just as much as a brown stomach worm will. So,
Wow. Definitely something that that we need to take care of. Okay. H5N1. It's into the dairy herd. We know that. I won't say it's probably into the beef herd, even though it's probably into the beef herd someplace. What do we need to do to best manage this?
Yeah, as you mentioned, we really don't know where it is or where it isn't, that's due to testing. But aside from that fact, the one way we can keep, what if you call it H5N1, bird flu, however you want to term it, keep that and all diseases out of our herds is biosecurity. I mean, that is first and foremost. So, one of the first steps with biosecurity, know what animals you're bringing into your operation. Know their health status, what they've had in the past. If they're unfamiliar to you, work with your veterinarian. They can recommend testing for certain diseases. And then you can also probably quarantine those animals for a certain amount of time and keep them away from your core herd, because the last thing you want to do is bring in, whether it's H5N1 or BVD or IBR red nose, you don't want to bring any of those diseases into your cattle herd, because they can really cause havoc. So monitoring your source of animals, testing. And then one other thing that I think a lot of people don't think about is people traffic, foot traffic. So, if you've got a feedlot or if you've got a cow-calf operation or you got a dairy, always knowing who is coming onto your operation, where they were previously. That's one thing the swine industry has done really, really well over the years, is really keeping a lid on the people that come into their operations and then finding out, where did they come from previously, so they're not tracking in those diseases, because these diseases can be taken in on your clothing, they could be on your shoes or boots, anything like that. So people traffic is another area of biosecurity that producers need to be thinking about.
All right. Traceability on these diseases. How important is that?
Traceability is huge. It's especially if we're dealing with potentially a new disease. I mean, take the H5N1 influenza in the cattle. Figuring out where it started and then monitoring cattle movement, when it popped up in Iowa, trying to figure out, okay, how did it get in Iowa when we know it started in Texas, or we think started in Texas, were these animals transported? So that's huge, knowing where your animals come from and that traceability. That way, if you get a disease outbreak that maybe somebody else hadn't seen yet, you can trace it back and say, I got some cattle from you and they broke us the disease. Do you have the same issue going on? And try to, that way it doesn't spread, to 20 other producers in that same amount of time.
Yeah. You got to cut the head off the snake at some point, and if you don't know where it's at, you can't cut it off.
Correct. Yeah, and that's where knowing your cattle, IDing them. There's lots of different forms of ID out there, which is admittedly a little bit of a controversial subject right now to an extent. But if we don't know who the cattle are, where they came from, there's no way we can try to prevent these diseases. And the H5N1 hasn't been a catastrophe for the industry. We don't even know if we have it in beef, but if by some chance, say, foot and mouth comes in the United States, that's going to be a lot bigger deal, and that's going to change the industry overnight. So we need to prevent that from happening.
Yep, it'll change everything. What's got you most excited that's coming from BI?
Yeah, so what's exciting for me with Baron Gerlingheim is just, keep working on cattle health, the prevention. That's one thing that Baron Gerlingheim is very high on, is prevention. So vaccinating your animals correctly ahead of those challenges, getting those animals dewormed, treating them for flukes if necessary. That's really the things that we want to try to do to get that animal set up for success before it is ever encounters any of those challenges. And on the cow-calf side, a lot of people focus on doing stuff right for that calf at preconditioning or weaning, we need to do stuff right for that cow before she even conceives that calf. Because if we can set that cow up correctly to begin with, that calf has a full potential of reaching its 100% genetic potential. So that's really key.
Yeah, oh yeah, it really is. What I hear you saying is it's easier to prevent than it is to cure.
It's much easier to prevent than to cure. Much easier. Even when I was in practice, I much preferred to prevent than deal with a wreck. So yeah.
Exactly. David, it's always good to talk with you. Thank you.
Good to talk with you.
All right. David Sherburn, he is DVM Pro Service Veterinarian at Boehringer Ingelheim.
Biosecurity. Okay, did you hear that part about biosecurity? David talked about how cattle feeders can probably take a page from the handbook that hog finishers have been using, and that's true. And think about it, guys. With H5N1 making the jump to bovines, that is especially true right now. And we talked about kind of a touchy subject with David, traceability and electronic tags. With the latest issues out of Mexico, I think we are all seeing how traceability is an important piece of the disease and pest management puzzle. We'll be right back with more AgriTalk in a moment.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadden, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new Salted Caramel Frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge Salted Caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted Caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavor.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you can save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen, but you just never know.
There are so many farmers that I think take for granted all of the underground utilities that are there.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
I mean, we kind of know what's out here, but all at the same time, you just always call.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Whether you're installing drain tile or doing any sort of digging, always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked and have the depth confirmed. That's farming with care. But if a line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip, down here at NAFB, Trade Talk, trying to get a download of all the new information that's out there. We're having a conversation now with Robert Kosser. He is an agronomist at Cropland. Robert, welcome to AgriTalk.
Thanks for having us, Chip.
All right. When I talk to an agronomist, the first question I'm going to ask is, what'd you learn this year?
Yeah, so you look at the year and you think about the dynamics that happened this year. There's a lot of things from flooding early season. Some growers had really issues getting the crop in some areas. Then, you know, we really had a heavy disease year, specifically when you think about tar spot. And so that's some of the things we're learning is, man, it's just to continue to look at fungicides and those, what they do bring to the market, especially when you have tar spot diseases come in. The protection of yield that they allow us to have has been big this year.
Yeah, we talk a lot about genetics, and genetics that we're putting in the field right now are fantastic.
Absolutely.
Okay, but it's that commitment of the producer to use the crop protection that when you get in the combine after a year like this and the yield monitor blows you away, you can't ignore the crop protection and the management out there.
Yeah, it's a full season, right? Yeah. It starts with the yield. It starts with the seed. It all starts with the seed, but it's about yield, but it's about protecting the yield. And that's where our crop protection products come in. They're about protecting that yield that we have in the bag. Yep. Genetics and the traits we have today are just outstanding. But then we got to protect it. And that's where that agronomic expertise comes in. And we really rely on our local retail agronomists to have that information and that intimate relationship with those growers, the fields, and their management practices. Because not every field is right for a fungicide.
Right.
Not every hybrid is right for a fungicide. And that's one thing we do at Cropland. We try to characterize the response that each hybrid is going to have to inputs. So what's the response to fungicide? We see a difference across the genetic platforms here. What's the response to nitrogen?
Yeah.
And it allows us as a retail agronomist locally go, hey, this is the hybrids we want to push. These are the hybrids that maybe we're not going to put a fungicide on because they have an outstanding disease package. And so it's really about managing the whole acre the whole season and not just doing it one. So we like to put a plan together. It's a great time. This time of year is a great time to sit down with a local retail agronomist and say, hey, let's put our plan together for field A.
Right.
This is what we're going to do in these 100 acres. Here's how we're going to plant the seed. Here's population, their fertility plan. Here's how we're going to manage crop protection standpoint. Then we make adjustments in season. In season, hey, we have more weeds, we spray a post, a different post. Or we don't have weeds, so we keep our post merge in there from residual, but maybe we change it to a different herbicide, fungicide. So it's all about making adjustments through the year, but you got to start with a plan.
Well, the information is constantly coming in through the course of the year. Well, okay, let's talk about that information that they've got available to them right now, and that's the data on this 2024 crop. How do you want guys to use that to make decisions for 25?
Data's coming in right now, and we all love data. We love looking at data and combine data, right? Growers are looking at their yield monitors going, this is what happened this year. And they're looking at field performance, looking at high performance, but it's just 1 year data.
Yep.
If 25 is going to be exactly like 24, then that's great information to take. But is 25 going to be more like 20, 21, 22, or maybe 18? And so you got to take data and look at it across years and say, hey, what's the right choices to make for 25? Based on a little bit of 24, but I can't throw out 23 and 22. All right. Yeah. And that's the thing about growers. They have a history. They know their fields intimately, right? Yep. Then when that retail agronomist, they know exactly what that field's capable of. And so data's great. I mean, we've got all of our 24 data on cropland.com, but we also got 23 data in there as well. And so you can look at a hybrid, how consistent it was from 1 year to next, looking like 23 and 24 data.
Okay. No year, no 2 years are the same.
Exactly.
How does that go into the development of the genetics at Cropland?
So we're testing hybrids and soybean varieties across multiple years, right? When they come out of the breeding cycle, we're testing. And then we test them across a wide, diverse geographic area. So, you know, think about our inch plots. We're having, you know, close to 100 across 20 states in the U.S. We're getting 6 million data points a year. And you do that over 2 to 3 years, then you got a lot of data points per hybrid and say, oh, we got a pretty good indication of how this hybrid's going to respond. And that's where it comes back to me is key of knowing how hybrids respond to inputs, not just yield.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to talk about, oh, my hybrid won the plot, you should plant it. Well, you won the plot down the road, but how does that work on my farm? Now I can characterize a hybrid and know how to manage it. And so we select the hybrid that fits our fields, not the hybrid that won the plot always.
All right. What's in the pipeline?
So pipeline is really robust right now. We just had our product management team just had an advancement meeting last week. They released 8 new hybrids, ranging from 92-day up to 119-day. Brand-new SmartStax Pro. We have several of those in their lineup already. Then 4 brand-new VT4 Pros, which is a new technology, right? That's a new trait coming in with RNAi below ground plus some above ground protection similar to Tercepta. So then you get some double pro steel Terceptas. But Cropland, we also have diverse access to traits and genetics. So we got PowerCore and List in our lineup too.
Okay.
And so that's the other thing we look at when growers making decisions. Are they forced into a trait package or genetic package that maybe they don't want?
Yep.
Cropland, we give them options, and that's the beauty of being sitting down with that retail agronomist. Hey, I really like the PowerCore Enlist platform. We have that available in Cropland. I like the Enlist platform for soybeans. We have that available in Cropland. I like ExtendFlex. Perfect, great. Let's talk about VT4 Pro or SmartStax Pro based on your insect pressure, your rootworm pressure. So we'll take all those pieces into account and not just, hey, this one apply. You need to, this is my best-selling hybrid. We need to think about what fits that grower's acres and not just push something on them.
Outstanding. Okay, talk to me about Advanced Acre RX program.
So Advanced Acre RX, we released that several years ago, and really that is an agronomic approach to management of those hybrids, right? And so we know when, especially when commodity price is low, when a retail agronomist asks a grower to spray a fungicide, that's an input cost.
Yeah.
Do I scale back? The Advanced Acre RX allows us to do is say, here's the agronomic practices we think would give us the best potential yield, but we're going to stand with you and help you mitigate that risk. And if you achieve your yields, awesome, great. That's what we want to happen. But if you don't achieve those yields, there is a risk mitigation program here to help you out, or a warranty program.
We're going to
say, hey, we're going to stand and take on that risk with you as well. We're not going to put it all on grower and go, hey, you sprayed the fungicide, we told you to, but we got paid and you didn't.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, there's an opportunity for you to say, okay, Mr. Grower, you made that decision. Something happened and didn't allow you to see your yields. We're going to help mitigate that risk, stand with you on that decision.
It's kind of like a real partnership.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it really is. And that's what it is. It's partnership with us, retail agronomists, and the grower.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Robert. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
it. You bet. Robert Kossar is an agronomist at Cropland.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
It's been a long time coming.
The official Eras Tour book, coming to Target on November 29th, featuring over 500 photographs from the tour, including never-before-seen performance and behind-the-scenes images. And for the first time, the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, with 35 tracks on CD and